All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
All right, we're live. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Wheel Wednesday podcast. I'm Nick. This is Scott. We decided to switch it up. I do the intro today. So really quick before we get started, I want to talk about our wheel giveaway. So this is the last time we're going to announce it on the podcast, right?
That's it.
Next week we're going to announce the winner. How are we going to do that?
Yeah,
where are we going to...
So we will definitely email the winner. That's going to be. So if you're looking for where is that notification coming, it will be through email. And, you know, we've had a couple questions about, well, if I subscribe to both lists, how do I know, you know, if I'm entered? And the answer is
right.
We're going to take that email right from our email sign-up list, contact you, and we will – the day the contest ends, we actually can export out our subscriber list. From YouTube, and we're just going to cross reference. So we'll contact with you through email, and we'll say, you know, we need to verify your subscriber handle, and then we'll somehow do some sort of message or something. We'll figure that out. But this is just a fun giveaway. So we feel that we should be able to do this well, and that's it. So I would say because we have the holiday coming up in just a few days. I would say probably by the time we get correspondence back and forth, we'll give everybody 24 hours to respond. After 24 hours of that email going out, we'll move on. So, okay. Listen, I mean, sometime next week, you need to pay attention to your email.
You need to check your emails.
Check your email.
So that's it. And, you know, we've said it several times where we keep posting. We keep making posts about it. All you need to do is be subscribed to both our newsletter and our YouTube channel. To do that, head over to koenigwheels.com/subscribe. And then also make sure you turn on the notifications and all that so you can see when we actually do announce the winner.
Hey, Nick.
Yes.
All right. So anyhow.
Damn it, Scott.
But that's it. So I think we're going to – let's move on. Let's get right into it this
week. All
right.
Let's jump into today's topic. What is today's topic, Scott?
Today. We are talking about – you know, we usually do questions at the end.
Right.
But today's a little different. And the reason is because we get a lot of questions that kind of border around one topic. And today we're going to try to walk through that. And we're going to give you – by the way, a few weeks ago or a couple weeks ago or last week, I don't even remember where we're at anymore. But
at some point.
We did a podcast on preventing wheel damage. And it's a really good one. I was saying this to Nick earlier.
Podcast.
Right. So I was saying that to Nick earlier. Like, I think that was one of my favorite ones so far. And he's like, why? And
like of all the ones we've done, right. Why that one?
But the reason is because I think that that was one of the ones where we really addressed a lot of topics that we get in some way or another quite a decent amount. And, you know, a lot of the stuff, it has nothing to do with our wheels. It
right.
has to do with wheels in general. It has to do with owning a car.
Right.
So there was no information that we provided in that podcast that doesn't work for every single person that owns a car.
Right.
And I just think that, you know, part of the thing that we've always said on these podcasts and part of the things that we've always tried to do with the content we've built is to try to provide value.
Right.
Right?
Useful information, not just, you know, trying to plug in our products wherever we can.
I mean, we do.
Well,
right? Like, but here's
that's
the
not the main.
That's not the main.
That's
focus.
Not the purpose of it.
Right.
That's not why we're doing.
Right.
What it is that we're doing. So.
Right. So I felt that was one of the ones that we've, you know, covered a lot of ground and gave a lot of value back as far as wheel information. And today's topic is kind of second to that. And.
What is today's topic?
Today's topic is we're covering some things on wheel vibration. And we're going to go through some of the things that are probably the most common related things that would cause wheel vibration. We get a lot of questions that stem around them. So, you know, some of these things might be topics that we'll have to cover in their own right. But in the same respect, there are maybe some other things that really, when people are in search of that vibration in the steering wheel or vibration that's stemming from a wheel. And that's,
I was actually just about to ask you, we're talking vibration in the wheels itself, or
so like we are talking about wheel? We are talking about the vibration that comes from a wheel itself. Okay. But a lot of times that vibration resonates up either through the brake pedal or into the steering wheel.
Right.
So there might be some cross-referencing here, but what we are referring to is not steering wheel vibration, so we're not going to get into suspension-related things as much, but what vibration the actual wheel could cause that may resonate throughout the vehicle.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I say we kick this thing right off.
And well, I've already got a question for you. You just mentioned you just mentioned feeling it in the brake pedal. So
feeling the brake pedal.
So when you're slowing down, because I've actually felt this before, and I've wondered why I felt it. Just you know, pressing on the brakes, and my brakes are fairly new. I mean, I put a lot of mileage, but it's all highway miles, but. You know, just pressing on the brakes, I'll feel the wheels just start to vibrate as I'm slowing down.
That happens to you now with your new brakes?
No. Okay. Not the Unos, the daily. The daily.
So most of the time when we talk about vibration that comes through the brake pedal, there's going to be a braking issue. And we'll get into that at the end, but a lot of that usually is warped rotors.
Right.
You know? And we can get into that a little bit, but we're not a brake company, so I don't really want to get into that. It's just general car guy stuff. But a lot of times, rotors can warp, when they're really hot and you kind of go through a puddle. They can warp from kind of always driving them really hard and then parking the car.
That could actually be it. We've had a lot of rainy days. Mm-hmm. Not in the past few weeks, but, within the time I did my brakes, we had a decent amount of rainy days, and that Bell Parkway just flooded on the way home.
Yeah, and, you take that hot rotor, and then you dunk it in some water, and then it's not the same.
That's
so,
probably it.
So, and there could be some other things, but generally that's what it is. But, most of the vibration that have to do with wheels, 90-something percent of the time, have something usually to do, especially when it's a new installation of a wheel. An aftermarket wheel is hub rings.
Ooh, that's actually a very good point.
Right. So, all right, let's start
just jump right into it and start?
Yeah, I think so. So let's talk about what hub rings are. Hub rings are not safety. They're not structural. We get that question quite a bit. The absence of hub rings isn't detrimental, but here's what a hub ring is. A hub ring is essentially like a dowel pin, and when you put it into the back of the wheel, see, aftermarket wheels, because a given part number on a given wheel may fit a multitude of different vehicles. Like, in other words, if you have an 18x8, 5x4.5, or 5x114.3, there's a good chance that it's going to end up on Camrys and Maximas and Altimas,
right.
And and pretty much a lot of popular vehicles. And when that happens, some of the Hondas and stuff. So when that happens, those cars all have different hub sizes. And because of that, how do we get a wheel to be hub centric? Hub centric means that the center bore on the wheel is the same size as the hub on the car. So
that
if
way
you,
there's no space in between mm-hmm. the...
So if you have, let's say you have a car that has a 67.10 millimeter hub, and let's say an aftermarket wheel manufacturer like we do or some other ones, let's say we drill our center bore in that wheel at 73.1 millimeters. They make hub rings, which are basically just these rings that push into the back of the wheel. And, very inexpensive.
And fill in the gap.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
just basically take it from 73.1 our size to the 67.1 hub size. And then when you put them on, it acts as a dowel, as an alignment dowel. You know what I mean? So when you push it on, it's perfectly centered on that hub all the way around.
Yeah.
And it allows the wheel to sit perfectly flat against the hub without when it goes down the road. Because imagine it like this. If you have wiggle room inside the hub on the wheel, and the wheel can actually be tightened down a little bit up here or a little bit down here, if there's that wiggle room.
Yeah.
What happens is if you're a little high or a little low, what ends up happening is you drive, the wheel is actually doing this
actually
on the car.
Moving, yeah.
And that's that vibration that you're feeling, because the wheel, as it travels down the road, it's just constantly going up and down. So that's that wheel vibration.
I feel like we've talked about hub rings before.
Yeah, I don't know how you not talk about hub rings, because of the fact that it's such an installation part of the wheel.
I don't remember which podcast it was. I think we were talking about the different types of hub rings that there are. Maybe
you know. Maybe you subscribed. Did you click that subscribe button?
If you guys know which podcast that is, leave that in the comments below.
And if you subscribed, or if you didn't subscribe, now's a great time. Just click that button that's probably this way.
Is it?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. So
yeah, it is this way.
Okay. So hub rings. Yeah, we've probably covered it a bunch of times. That's what it is. It's a dowel pin. It allows it, once the wheel is tightened to the vehicle, that dowel pin, that hub ring, does nothing, because now the wheel is tightened and torqued at that, in that correct position. Yeah. So that's what a hub ring is, and it's basic. And let's go with number two, the most questioned, as long as we're on hub rings. This has nothing to do with the wheel vibration. Metal or plastic? I feel like this is paper or plastic.
That's what we spoke about before.
Yes. So metal or plastic? Our standpoint is we prefer plastic, and here's why. A metal hub ring, which is usually aluminum, it's going to pick up some of that corrosion. It kind of, the individual heat cycles, whatever it may be. And so what ends up happening is when you put that on the car for a long period of time, everybody knows that point where they've tried to take their wheel off, and they get the lug nuts off, and then the wheels, you have to kick the wheel. It's because there's corrosion on that hub, or corrosion into the wheel and the hub, and they're two different metals. So now you're adding another metal in between those two metals. And anyhow, so a lot of corrosion builds up. The plastic ones don't tend to have that corrosion, at all. And they allow the wheel to come off very easily, reliably, time after time. And, to the people that say things, again, it's not a structural piece. Once the wheel is tight, the hub ring doesn't do anything, right?
It's just there.
So, we've had people say, like race guys that, everything gets so hot, I'll melt the metal hub ring.
You mean the plastic hub ring?
Right. That's a good catch by Nick. Right. That you'll melt the plastic hub ring. And right. The answer is, we service a lot of race vehicles, and we sponsor a lot of race teams, and, all types of racing. Drifting, autocross, road racing.
Have we ever gotten any type of complaints?
I have rarely seen it. There was an endurance car once. The car was, glowing brakes kind of thing. Not much heat will transfer into the way of that hub area that could cause the melting issue, right?
Right.
But I guess in certain cases it's possible. Anyhow, bottom line is, for the average everyday person, for even most of the race guys, I wouldn't obsess over it. I think plastic is a better way to go if you don't have any of that fear, because I think that you're going to consistently be able to get the wheel off much easier.
All right. So to just kind of wrap up what we just spoke about. Right. So if you're experiencing wheel vibration, one of the symptoms could be that you need hub rings. If you put aftermarket wheels or any other type of wheels.
And you didn't use a hub ring.
And you didn't use a hub ring, and the wheels...
And you have vibration.
And you have... Well, no. I'm saying you put different types of wheels on your car that weren't meant for your car. They're not the OEM wheels that came for your car.
Okay.
Just make sure you do your homework and see if you need to put hub rings on your car, so that way you don't have potential vibration.
Right.
And then there are two options you can choose from, the metal ones or the plastic ones, which... Well, you kind of.
Yeah. I think, I prefer plastic. Better, but it's to each their own. But
yeah,
I mean, Nick's exactly right. If you have an aftermarket wheel, and some of our wheels, a lot of our BMW stuff, it's 7256. We do drill it hub centrically, and for some of the Audi stuff, we'll drill it 666. So or 6656. So that stuff will be hub centric. But if you have aftermarket wheels and you have some vibration, make sure you have hub rings installed, especially if it's a new installation and you feel vibration. Pull a wheel off, look in the back, see, did they put a hub ring on my car?
Pretty much. Okay. Check. All right. So what is the next possible cause of wheel vibration?
So a lot of times it comes in with wheel balance, right? So, and this is one of those things that you would probably see more often when people say, I've had my wheels on the car for a while and or I just had my tires rotated or something to that effect.
And now they're starting to see vibration.
Now I feel vibration. You want to make sure the wheels are balanced. I mean, there are some shops and some wheel and tire professionals that have equipment that's a little bit more above the industry standard. Those Road Force machines are awesome. A lot of the discount tire stores have them. There's plenty of, some of your like Fitment Industries. I think if you buy a Mountain and Balance package there, I think they're Road Forced. Maybe Car ID. I think. But bottom line is
actually just going a little bit off topic. Uh-huh. I think Fitment Industries. If you buy the tire and the wheel, they mount it for you for free and balance and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of them do. I think Discount Tire does that as well. But and there may be other ones. Plenty of our other customers that offer that service, and they have usually much. Their equipment's much more above the industry standard, and those Road Force machines are pretty darn dynamically accurate.
Yeah. Also, you need to be careful with some cheap shops. If you go to a cheap shop and you tell them like, oh, I just want my tires mounted, and that's it. Like I'll put them on the car, or whatever. Sometimes they'll actually charge you extra for
balancing. Yeah.
And if you try and get a better deal, they'll be like, okay, fine. Like we'll just mount it for you without telling you that they're not going to balance it. And then you could catch wheel vibration on that.
I guess.
That actually happened to me one time.
I believe it. I mean, listen, just make sure that your wheels are balanced. And, you know, if you feel like you've had them, just installed or anything like that, make sure, take it back to the shop. Say, hey, listen, I'm feeling vibration. Can you help me walk through it? Most of these guys are super knowledgeable, and they'd be happy to make sure that they kind of get you out of that vibration area. But wheel vibration is one thing. It lends into kind of the next subject, which is kind of a wheel being out of round, right?
I actually don't know what that means.
All right, so what
does it mean when a wheel's out of round?
So out of round basically meaning that the wheel, I mean, it's not perfectly...
It's like an oval shape?
Not perfectly round. And so wheel out of round could be multiple things. If you've had it on the car for a long time, you've experienced potholes, you could have bent a wheel. And now when you put a bend in a wheel or whatever it may be, now all of a sudden that little bit of damage there makes it so the wheel is not balanced anymore.
Yeah.
So you're going to feel it, right? There's some – I don't want to get into the ins and outs of what to do in that situation, but basically once you're out of round or you have bends or damages or anything like that, that vibration clearly could transmit itself into the wheel, right?
Right.
It just will, especially at different speeds. And so at different speeds, that's something you should kind of – keep in mind on, and something to inspect. And we've talked about in other podcasts, wheels to some extent are a wearable object, and you need to inspect them on some sort of routine basis because you never know. OE wheels, forged wheels, three piece, one piece, doesn't matter what kind.
I was just about to say that's all wheels. It doesn't matter what kind of wheels. It could be the wheels that came on your car. It could be the cheap aftermarket wheels you bought. It could be the super expensive aftermarket wheels that you bought.
Could be one piece,
it
two piece, three piece,
anything.
Does not matter. Inspect your wheels. You never know when you're going to have impacted something, had some sort of road hazard that made a wheel out of round, created damage on a wheel. You want to kind of inspect. Do your own diligence. It's your own safety. You're the ones riding on it.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. This kind of takes us right into the next piece, which is lug nuts, lug bolts, torquing, tightening, etc. I will say that I've been using a lot of percentages. A lot of times when we have people that start to go through the list of, hey, I have wheel vibration, I've checked this, I've checked that, I've checked this, I've checked that, I've checked this, and we start to get down in that list.
They forget about their lug nuts.
Yeah. So when you start to look at lug nuts, lug bolts, etc., the first thing you should understand is that if you have an OE wheel, you can't always take your OE lug nuts, the lug nuts that came on your car originally, and use them on an aftermarket wheel. In fact,
it Never mind. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right. No, I think you were going to say the same thing I was going to say.
Probably.
Which is most of the time you can't.
Yeah. Right. Because the holes drilled into the wheel, most of the time they won't even fit in there. So you need to get slimmer.
Yeah, but that's not where I was going.
That's not where you're going. Okay.
It's the seat.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say next. The seat is different.
Yeah, so most aftermarket wheels, in fact, a lot of them, strong percentage, they use what's called cone seat, which is like a tapered seat, and it's like a 45 or a 60-degree angle taper seat. And basically what that means is you need like an acorn conical seat lug nut to go into the aftermarket wheel. A lot of some of the OEs, like some of the lug bolts, like BMW and stuff like that, they use a conical seat, which are like the taper, but a lot of them use what's called ball seat. And if you look at the side of the lug nut, like a conical seat would be flat, straight taper down. And a ball seat would actually be like almost rounded on the seat of the lug nut. So where it bolts to the wheel, that would almost be like a rounded.
Yeah.
So you can't use ball seat on cone seat, on conical seat wheels. What will end up happening is the wheel, they'll be tight for a little bit, and then eventually the wheel will start to vibrate and come loose off the car. So it's really, really important that you have the right lug nuts.
The proper hardware to
for
to
the car and for the wheel. And if you're not sure, ask. And most of these packages, whether you're buying them online or you're going to a local a wheel and tire installation place, they'll supply you with a mounting installation kit.
Right.
And if you're not sure what to do or what to order, then make sure you talk to your retailer, talk to, you know, your installer, and make sure that you have the right stuff on your vehicle.
Yeah. Most places will supply that for you.
That's right.
Almost every place I've gotten wheels from has supplied them, not only for me, but for my friends. So.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. So make sure they're the right ones. The other thing is, too, is that, like, especially if you've gotten new wheels recently, there is a torque sequence. I think it's like every, you know, after 25 miles of putting them on and different things, there's different types of lug nuts. You want to make sure that you periodically check the torque and make sure your lug nuts are tight. And so, you know, especially if you're having wheel vibration, listen, go through these things. Do I have hub rings in my wheel? You know, are my wheels in balance? Do I have any damage on a wheel? Inspect the wheel. Lug nuts, are my lug nuts tight where they're supposed to be? Am I using the right lug nut hardware? I mean, if you just go through this list, most of the time you're going to catch any issue that you would have had in that list, right? You know, so are you using the right ones, whatever? I mean, there's different types of lug nuts, especially if you get into the racing world. There's aluminum lug nuts, there's steel lug nuts, there, you know what I mean? People have titanium lug nuts and forged lug nuts. So make sure you check the torque on your lug nuts. You put them on once. You torque them down with a torque wrench. I hope that's what you're doing. Like, you're not using an impact gun.
You don't just do three.
Right. Fucking. Yeah, you gotta use the torque wrench. Make sure they're torqued properly, and you know, if you've done a lot of these things, you'll capture most of the things that cause wheel vibration. Because of the nature of where we're at, I think it's important that we touch on a couple issues loosely that are not related to the wheel.
Suspension and tie rods.
Yeah, I mean, but we could end up there. Let's go back to your first point.
Okay.
Yes, the first thing you opened up with.
I don't remember. What was
brakes.
It? Brakes, yes. Okay, that's what we started with. Yeah, my Honda brakes should probably be changed.
Right. some other things that are not necessarily related to the wheel that could cause some vibration in that corner, wheel braking issues. Rotors could be warped. That's, you know, again, we kind of spoke about that at the top of the podcast. And, you know, things like pad binding or uneven pad wear or, you know, sometimes the pins in the calipers, they get stuck and they don't allow. Yeah. So any of that.
Calipers.
Yeah, stuff like that. So that could potentially be an issue. Suspension, as you pointed out before.
Yeah. I'm laughing because I actually did this once and I'm a little embarrassed, but screw it. I'm going to say it anyway. So, making sure your struts are tightened down. Yeah. accidentally, forgot to check one time. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that noise and why is the wheel vibrating?
Right.
And then also the top hat on one of mine blew because it's not a perfect circle. There was like a flat spot to hold it in place when you tightened it down, and it stripped out, so it didn't tighten all the way, and that kind of made it loose and made it like vibrate and,
right.
and wobble. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And then like we figured it out later.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and you eventually so, find yeah. it.
Make sure all your suspension components are tightened before driving on the highway.
That's true.
Or in general.
That's a good safety disclaimer if I've ever heard one. But yeah, suspension, things like tie rod ends, ball joints, inner tie rod ends,
bushings. Maybe.
Yeah, bushings. I mean, look, they're not necessarily wheel vibration related, but they could tie in. So check it out. It's part of it. If you have, well, actually, I'll get into this in a second. But again, the same thing would kind of go with alignments. You know what I mean? It's possible for you to have, you know, impacted in something, impacting something on the street, hit a curb, whatever it may be,
right.
and you could potentially have, thrown your car out of alignment to the point where you're getting some vibration. That's not really wheel vibration, but it's worth mentioning because it kind of falls
yeah,
into that
Yeah, it
stuff.
Is worth mentioning. Again, you know, that's something that's happened to me driving. I don't know what happened to my suspension. I think it was the driver's side was shot. This was back on my Civic, and the car wouldn't drive straight. I don't know how that happened, but it wouldn't drive straight. And then when I would get up to like a normal speed, you could just feel it going back
yep.
and forth, just
yep.
nonstop. I was like, all right, this is very, 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 very bad. And I was like, we need to fix this now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. Suspension can definitely do a number of on vibration. Here's a pro tip for you. Let's say you have wheel vibration and it feels like it's coming from one spot on the car. Let's say you feel like it's coming from the front right or the front left or whatever it may be. This is the quickest way to narrow down if it's the part of the wheel or something else. Take the wheel off the car in the corner it's in and move it. Some cars you can't go. You know, listen, and sometimes you're going to be bound. If you have a staggered car, you know, that has different – you know, size wheels front to back, different width
yeah.
wheels front to back. And unfortunately, you also have directional tires.
Then
you're
it,
kind
it,
of
it can't pigeon. Really.
You can't really do this. But for most of the cars, like if you have a regular, you know, front wheel drive car where all, you know, you do rotate the tires, then what you can do is you can, like if you feel the vibration just the front right or just the front left, take that wheel off.
Swap it to another corner.
Swap it to another corner and see if the vibration follows. And if it does, boom, you figured it out. Most likely in that time you have an issue where you have some wheel damage, wheel out of round, maybe the balance is off, maybe you have whatever. There's one other thing we didn't talk about with wheel vibration.
I was actually just about to say,
I just talked myself into it.
Tire.
Mm-hmm.
Bubble in the tire or any type of tire damage, really.
I mean,
again, something that's happened to me. I caught a bubble in my tire, and I felt it. And when I think this was on my first car, I brought it to the shop, and they were like, oh, yeah, it's vibrating because you have this gigantic bubble. It was like a baseball was just sticking out of the inner side of my tire, and they were like, you need to change these tires now.
Yeah, bubbles are pretty damaging. I have not had a lot of experience where the bubble causes the vibration, but what I have seen is – there's a lot of – we've seen plenty over the times that people, they think it's the wheel. And even – and this has even happened on a brand new wheel and tire installation is you get a bad belt in a tire and you can't really see it. And you put this tire on the thing and you assume it's not the tire. It's got to be the wheel. But when you break the wheel and tire package down – you can actually tell by, you know, spinning them separate, spinning them dismounted, you know. You spin the wheel all by itself on the balancer without a tire on it. And those dynamic road force balancing machines are so good that they will pick up. That's what it's for. They put the force of the road on the balance so that they could actually find a defective or bad belt in a tire or something to that effect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's why it pays to go with some of these guys that have the equipment that can do these types of, you know, tests and balancing and stuff for you. But, yeah, tires could easily cause wheel vibration too. So I'm trying to think. Is there anything else? I really think that we've covered.
I think that's it.
Most of it. Yeah, so I don't know. I hope this was super useful for you guys. You know, we, like I said, we're trying to give you some information that helps you when you're trying to decipher things in general, especially wheel information. So, you know, I hope that what we did was we took a lot of, you know, random questions or information that we have maybe on our website, and we've kind of tried to translate it into the podcast so people could listen to it if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that it? Are we done with wheel vibration?
I think so. I really can't think. You know, I was going to start to look at questions before we were going to start to put something up, and I kind of was just like, you know what? It doesn't make sense to do so only because
that's kind of how we started the podcast. Yeah. Well, most of these questions are what we got off of our website and stuff anyways. So.
Well, but what I mean is but a lot of these questions we get through our Instagram, social media, you know, our customer service email. So we've kind of experienced a lot of these questions, and you know, the hard part for us with a lot of this stuff is that, you know, I'm not saying this just because of any defense or anything, but a lot of times this information or us walking you through this is very difficult because so many times it's not necessarily the wheel. It becomes one of these other factors.
Right.
And when you talk about these other factors, the best person to identify and catch this is the installer, the person that's right there in front of the car that can go through this list that's trained, that can quickly look at things and figure out, oh, you have a hub ring, you don't have a hub ring, oh, no, look at the tire, let's try to balance it again, oh, you know, like, and so we're just trying to give you some general information
right,
that you can go through at home. So let's touch on this. Tires, if you're having a wheel vibration, things you want to look at, so tires.
We said tires, brakes.
Hub rings. Wheel balance, out of round conditions, lug nuts are properly torqued and you're using the right lug nuts.
Right.
Make sure, you know, you can check any suspension issues if you really want. There's plenty of information out there on the old interweb.
you just say interweb.
Oh yeah. I got stuck on this fast and loud thing. I was watching Fast and Loud the other night on TV, and you know, anyhow.
So, anyways.
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Don't forget that this is only the last few days of the wheel giveaway.
The end of the month is coming up soon. What is today's date? Today is the 28th. So we only have what? Three more days?
Yeah, you pretty much got to the
31st or 30th?
I don't know. We have 31 days in August.
I don't know.
It's terrible.
Not enough days.
Didn't pay attention in primary school.
Nope.
It's 31.
31. Okay.
So that's it. I think that's it for this episode of Wheel Wednesday Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. For more information on the podcast, head over to koenigwheels.com/podcast. We have all our things there as far as where you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, et cetera, et cetera. We always appreciate it if you give us a thumbs up and if you subscribe down in that direction, I hope.
I think it's this way. It's probably behind us. Looking for the button.
No, it's got to be below. It's there.
Is it?
It's down there. Anyhow, subscribe. Give us a thumbs up if you don't mind. And if you have any information, comments, questions, anything like that, leave it down below. We appreciate it. That's it. We're out of here. Peace.
Drop the mic.